Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Menachos Bavli Daf Yud Chef. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, the fifth wide line, the end of the line, Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan, Hareizu Tumuras Oila, Utumuras Shlomim, Hareizu Tumuras Oila, Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Gemara continues in the discussion from the last piece that Rabbi Meir says that you only consider the first of two contradictory statements. As it was taught in the Mishnah in Masechus Tumura, Rav Meir said that if a person said, this animal is the Tumura, means the replacement of an Ola, and the Tumura of a Shlomim offering, it is the Tumura of an Ola. Amar Rav Yossi Havin and Savarin, Meima, Mal Pligun, Rav Meir, Rabbanon, Le'echa Kadei Dibur, Le'echa Kadei Dibur, Avot Petir Kadei Dibur, Loi. Rav Yossi says, we were thinking that Rav Meir and Rabbanon disagree when the second phrase was said after Teicha Dei Dibur, which is the amount of time it takes to say the words Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. But within that time, there's no disagreement, and even Rav Meir agrees that both phrases are valid. But from that which Rav Elazar said that our Mishnah is Rav Meir, this means that even if he made the declarations on the produce within Teicha Dei Dibur, he cannot retract, and only the first declaration is valid. As the latter case of the Mishnah said, if he said the masses of these, each basket's masses are in the other, he has thereby declared their tithes. Why? Because he's established both declarations at the same time. If they were consecutive, you only consider the first one. Amar Rabbi Avina, and we change the gears here in a few places in the next sentence, Maidu Rabbi Meir lechachamim ba'ayme tamura zu tachtehen.
That's
the correct Gesa. Ravina says that Meir agrees with the Chachamim when a person says this is Tmur in there, means in the Oila and the Shlamim's place, that both take effect. Or if he said this animal is in place of these sacrifices, that both take effect, because he established both designations at the same time. But if they were consecutive, you only consider the first one. The Gemara asked the question, according to our conclusion earlier, that Meir agrees that if both phrases were said Teicha Dei Dibur, they are both valid and he can't retract or change. Didn't Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak say in the name of Rav Huna that if a person said this is a Tumur of an Oila, he may change it within Teicha Dei Dibur? And the answer is, in Rav Huna's case, he intends to reduce the Kedusha of the Tumura from an Oila to a Shlamim, so he may change his mind. Here in Rav Meir's law, he intends to add by keeping the status of Oila and adding the status of Shlamim to it. Rav Huna continues that if a person said this is Truma, even within Teicha Dei Dibur, he can't retract, because a person can ask to annul his Hekdesh declaration, but he can't ask to annul his Truma declaration. Kevadu Oise, now our Mishnah taught that if he said the masses of these, each basket's masses are in the other, he has thereby declared their tithes. What must he now do to actually physically separate the tithes? Noitel Esim Ta'inim Me'iz Men Sheyotze V'chol Eser Disav Isbahoin Trumas Masse. The answer is, being a brisa, he takes 20 figs from whichever basket he wishes as masa rishon. Each 10 that he takes contains trumas masa, so he takes any two of those 20 as trumas masa. At gedayim b'shabbos, so far we've been discussing when the baskets are equal in the number of figs. What if they are not equal? Hay b'zu meir o b'zu masayim, im l'shem meir hu noitel achas esrei, im l'shem masayim hu noitel shloshim teinim. The brisa continues that if there were 100 in this basket and 200 in the other, if he separated for the 100 by taking from the 200, he must take out 11 as masa rishon, but if he's separating for the 200 as well, he must take out 30 figs. Bazu meir bazu elef, im l'shem meir hu noitel, achasaseh, should say, im l'shem elef hu noitel, afilu hu noitel es kula, eina mashlim. If there were 100 in this and 1,000 in the other, if he's separating for the 100, he must take out 11. But if he's separating for the 1,000 as well, even if he takes the whole amount as masa rishon, it won't be enough to complete the masa rishon tithe. Mishu yesh lekakola v'humavakesh la'asra noisen shnei tishurim v'tshura tshilchura shen ese masa v'tesha masa sheni. The advice is, if a person has a basket of 100 fruits that he wishes to tithe, in order to give masa rishon and masa sheni, he should give 2/9 and a ninth of a ninth, which means 1/81st, which makes 10 fruits of masa rishon and 9 fruits of masa sheni. I think I'm asked by Yimmer Chayasri, why didn't the Baisa just say 19?
Rabbi Zeira
says that it's a fulfillment of the pasuk, the words of the Chachamim and their riddles, means they taught it in this way to teach something else as well. That haroitza lahachnis meya teinim metukonim lasech beisai, haroitza noitel al kol teina uteina shnei tshurim v'tshurah shal tshurah shein esim v'sholesh teinim arba v'echad tshurah shal tshurah.
A person who wishes to bring 100 fixed up figs into his house, for each fig he should take 2/9 and 1/9 of a ninth from other figs, several figs, which is 23 figs and 4/9 of a fig, and 1/9 of a ninth, which is 1/81st of a fig.